This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shime was debating going to see those guys tonight, but it's all the way out at Gillette, and we have a show to do tomorrow. I wish it was Fenway.
Gillette's such a tough venue to get in and out of.
You know, for those that live out there, very convenient.
Right.
So I was probably on that side of the fence when raising the family in Stowe. But now it's like you get all the way out there, Wiggy, and then you have to come all the way back by the time you get out of the parking lot.
I barely go to football games because of the traffic in and out. I would never go to Kendrick Lamar was out there. I would not go to a concert out there.
Hard
it's
to
too
say
difficult.
No. Like Coldplay though, really good catalog. And two nights, tonight and tomorrow night. So enjoy it if you're going. That's not even their best song, Shine.
No, they have a million. Yellow, Clocks. Yeah.
Sparks. That's my favorite.
I prefer The Scientist.
Great. So, emotional song.
Can you play a moment of The Scientist for me, please? Since we're in the doldrums of general sports activities, and so I just am in the mood. Like, literally, I need a minute of it. That's all I need. Emo Central, right here.
Meet you, tell you I'm sorry. You don't know how lovely you are.
Thank you, Shine. That's fine.
You're welcome.
781 texter Wiggy wants to know if we can get to some beef splaining on, I don't know what this is about, but on Azalea Banks, who has beef.
With, the notorious one, Conor McGregor. Talk about off the rails here.
What happened?
He sent her unsolicited D pics.
No, he didn't.
Yes. Conor McGregor, right? And one of them, he had like a weight tied to it.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like a barbell?
Like some type of little weight. Like maybe he's doing some P exercises.
She did not. Clearly, they were unsolicited. So
yes.
But she released them?
Oh, yeah. Her responses are the best. Because if you don't know Azalea Banks, she had a little something with Quentin Tarantino and the RZA and this kind of thing at a party. But she responded and said, like, because he said, under the picture, he says, don't be a rat because all rats get caught. And then there's another one that says lifting weights. And then she goes, well, you must not know who I am. How are you going to sexually harass me with your potato farmer ick and then threatened to tell me don't say nothing? And then she was like, honey, aren't you running for president of Ireland?
You have a small penis.
Right.
Well, I mean, I don't know how serious he is about running for the prime minister of Ireland. And I don't know. I mean, knowing Ireland as I do, it's one of the greatest places in the world to visit. I don't know that unsolicited D picks would disqualify Conor McGregor. It might be very popular with the people. I mean, very Catholic country in its early days, but maybe that would make him more popular with the voting populace.
It's important to note this is erect.
But is that move okay if you get the unsolicited D pick and then you share with the world? Like, I mean, I guess so. Like, I mean, that's...
They said,
well, if they send it to you and you don't want it, that is kind of that's a form of harassment.
Correct.
So,
well, that's what she said.
Anything's fair game after that. You didn't ask for that. Gross. It's like what we were talking about earlier. How is that different than somebody going out in public and flashing you?
Right.
It's not different.
Yeah.
It's
just
gross.
Just some of the DMs, like, you know. And, like, what made Conor McGregor, like, you know what? I feel like sending Azealia Banks
I mean, there's so many questions. How did he get her number?
And then, well, I think it was IG he sent it to.
He DM'd them?
Yeah, I think he DM'd it to her.
Jeez.
And then
that's aggressive.
Yeah.
Do they know each other? Had they met had they been at the same charity ball or something? I mean, it's really aggressive on his part.
Yeah, I don't think they knew. It said, like, the picture were shared on social media. So I don't know.
By her.
Yeah, so I don't, maybe he does know her, but I don't really know much about their past history. I've never heard Conor McGregor being linked to Azealia Banks, but. I mean, I don't know much about Conor McGregor's,
I don't think that they're linked. I think she made it clear by releasing the photos after he sent them to her that she was not.
Right, but
not
like you said, if they are friends, maybe they were just, not like they were hooking up or anything, but maybe he felt like, oh, this is my chance, to see if we could take it a step further. I mean,
that's a full confidence move on his part.
Yeah. And then with the weight on it, like,
I don't want to explore what that's about.
Probably just showing his power. Like,
exercising.
He's in great shape. So he's like, hey, listen, I just don't lift my arms and chest and back. I lift all over.
Can't skip leg day.
Yeah, especially third leg day. That is aggressive, though. So, but then again, it is Conor McGregor, so anything's possible with him.
No, thank you.
No, thank
absolutely
you.
Not.
I mean, Courtney talks about it all the time. It's one of the weirdest things is the unsolicited D pick.
Right,
it's gross.
And I'm a guy saying that. I mean,
I don't get it.
It's just
it's weird because, like, I don't get. It's only guys. You never see women doing it.
You're saying you don't get unsolicited boob pics?
Oh, what? Like, women are never.
I think women may do that. I don't know.
Really?
Do women send unsolicited?
Not my friends and not myself.
Yeah.
And do guys ever get upset about unsolicited breast photos?
No, I don't think they. But do you ever hear a guy go, oh, guess what? Rihanna sent me unsolicited, boob pics.
No.
Riri would never.
No.
Yeah, but those are also much more aesthetically pleasing than a man's junk.
How do you know what a woman thinks of a man's junk?
No, that's true. I don't. That's a fair point.
They might doesn't Courtney has a friend that draws them, so she must feel that they're aesthetically pleasing.
That's a fair point.
She's trying to
Wiggy.
Break down the stigma.
I mean, I feel like don't women go see male dances all the time?
That's a joke, though. They don't go full frontal.
Have you met my boy Bolo? I don't think it's a joke.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, no, and she probably doesn't want to.
Believe me, he makes good money, and it is not a joke.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oak. The women love it.
Here is the great Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Well, good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
Hildog, I just want to clarify, and I hope, you know, drunk guy Bobby's listening so we can get this crystal clear. So what you're telling me is building a state-of-the-art NFL football stadium on a vacant trailer park out in the middle of nowhere on one road in, one road out is a bad idea?
Well, it was,
is that what you're saying?
It was his only choice because the insiders in the city of Boston that wouldn't allow him to put the stadium where it should be, which is in the seaport. So he had no choice.
Kenny wouldn't like this because this is sort of going into the politics. So, but what you're saying is the most corrupt politicians in the country, in the city of Boston, like Tom Finneran, who actually ended up getting convicted, he was the problem? That's what you're saying?
Yes. Tom Finneran and Stephen Lynch and others who weren't getting what they wanted out of the deal stopped that stadium from being where it should be on the water in the city of Boston. Yes.
That would have been nice.
Yes.
That'd
and the
really
people
cool.
And some.
Like
and some
every, like,
and, what? And so also.
Like every other major city in the country who actually knows what the hell they're doing?
Well,
most,
that's a qualifier.
Most of them.
That's
yeah.
a qualifier. Knows what they're doing.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's plenty of cities where the stadiums are far.
We're talking about building cities. Not many. And if they are, it doesn't really work that well. And they're usually at the bottom of the league, which, New England used to be at the bottom of the league. They got one guy. That one guy led them to what they had. Now he's gone, and here we are again, Hildog. Hoo-hoo! It's going to be a long road to you people.
Wow.
Okay,
have a good day, Hildog.
It actually is not going to be a long
it's
road.
It's also just not true.
What's
like
that?
The Niners play in Santa Clara. That's like an hour away from San Francisco. There are a lot of teams
but
that play
they used
far
to
away
play
from
in San Francisco?
I'm saying, but there are plenty of teams that play far away from the major city they're in. I don't like the commute to Gillette, but the Patriots are not.
But how many
what's
teams
it,
do
listen,
that,
what they were able
Commanders do that? They're building a new stadium though, so they're fixing it.
Yeah, but what they were able to do down there is incredible, and I what they were allowed to do,
right?
You know, they had to, the options were take the team and go to Connecticut,
right,
or make it work in Foxborough, and right. They absolutely made it work.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Thank you, Robert.
All right.
That being said, though, giant swing and a miss. When it comes to the city,
oh yeah,
on the fact that that stadium is not in the seaport,
that would have been nice.
Like it would have been unbelievable.
Yeah, and there's not many.
The Jets and Giants both play in New Jersey.
Correct.
They don't even
right.
play in New York.
Yeah, there's
correct.
Not many teams that play outside the city. There's a couple of them. The Jets and Giants one that is an interesting one too, because you would think that, well, it's technically right across the water. It is New Jersey, but. Maybe there's nowhere to put it in New York. That would kind of be hard. But that would have been nice in Boston on the water. Man, that would have been a nice stadium.
I mean, Jerry World is at least 30 minutes outside of Dallas.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. This is not an uncommon thing.
Okay.
Now, again, I don't love the commute to Gillette. If it was in the seaport, that would be way better for me as a Boston resident who has a huge interest in the team. But it's not like the Patriots are the only ones who do that.
Do you think it hurts you when it comes to free agents who want to live in the city and the nightmare that it is to drive out there?
I think it does. I was actually talking with somebody about this last night because I was saying I do feel like Celtics players.
Yeah.
Sometimes when they not everybody, but sometimes when you land in Boston and you're actually in Boston, you're like, oh, there's some great steakhouses here. There's some cool restaurants here. Right. Like Boston's not bad. Whereas it may have a reputation as being like not as an exciting city. It's not far from New York. And I think for Patriots players, you could speak to this, Wiggy. Like, a lot of those guys just stay around the Foxborough area, live in Attleboro and Rhode Island, and they don't even, you know, other than like Gronk, Brady, Edelman, like they don't totally know Boston.
Will Campbell had no idea that there were trees around Patriot Place.
Correct.
Yeah, most guys, Mago, you're right. They'll go to Rhode Island then before they come to Boston, because Rhode Island, if they live in Attleboro, if they live somewhere in that area, it's a little bit closer for them to go there than to travel to Boston. So, yeah, it would have been, you know, it definitely, I think, Greg, you're right. When free agents think about it, they're like, oh, wait a second. So I'm how far from the city? And, you know, it's, you know, and already it's, you know, Boston's got its challenges that it has to deal with. You know, maybe you don't mind driving 20 minutes if you live in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, no, look what it did to Aguilar living in my building. Ruined him as a player.
Before, I had never been anywhere up here before, so I always thought, you know, this was a little bit closer to Boston. And
fair.
He arrived, he was able to catch the football, and then had to drive 45 minutes every day, couldn't catch the football anymore.
Nope, so.
To be fair, he couldn't catch the football before that either.
Well, I mean, the man theoretically could catch a baby being thrown from a building that was on.
My man just throwing babies out the window. We was catching them, unlike Aguilar and his mishaps. I like to put that out there.
It's my favorite interview of the local news.
It's one of the best. Although, I'll tell you what, the mountain lion guy and the roar from the other day.
He's great. Maybe
right up there.
Roar!
All right. If we could, let's get to Mego and to what is trending before we get to Hill Notes.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Mariners slugger Cal Raleigh won the home run derby last night with 18 dingers in the final, beating out Junior Caminero of the Tampa Bay Rays. He's the first catcher and switch hitting winner in Derby history. The big dumper's dad, Todd, served as his pitcher. Here he is discussing his son's victory.
Well, it's just a great accomplishment. And I think that everybody, every dad that's ever had a kid, this is what they dreamed about. And as a dad, you kind of dream about it. To see it come true for your son is unbelievable.
Celtics forward Jordan Walsh was ejected from last night's NBA Summer League game after picking up two technical fouls. Walsh was tossed in the second quarter of the 100-96 loss to the Miami Heat. All eyes in the world of women's basketball will be on TD Garden tonight, where the Connecticut Sun will face Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever at 8 p.m. Clark returned from injury last week and is averaging nearly 17 points and 9 assists per game. The get-in price for tonight's game is about $90, at least when I wrote that trending a couple hours ago.
You just said that, and Conor McGregor sent an unsolicited D-pick to Caitlin Clark.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Talk about, hey, you should hit the gym.
Fresh blueberries are ripe.
He has like a list of celebrities, and he just randomly like sends.
He must. Like, I mean, Azalea Banks is just like
chilling.
Well, it's kind like, of a random choice of something.
I mean, I could, you know, like she's talented, but I could see if he started with like Beyonce first.
Well, I mean, is it
Beyonce
limited?
Does not deserve that.
But do you think it's limited to just entertainment, or does he send them to Kate Middleton?
I feel like he sends them to whoever, just like random social
media accounts that he follows.
Not random, but I feel like they have to be in the like celebrity. Like I feel like one day McGregor might wake up and just send one to Hillary. You know what? Hey, I'm
Like he turns on The View and he's like, huh? Whoopi Goldberg, unsolicited D-pick.
There you go.
Do you think he just does it in group chats?
and then under the caption is like, hey,
don't be a rat.
Don't be a rat because rats get caught.
So weird. Fresh blueberries are ripe, ready, and on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Get blueberries by the pint for just $1.97 each. Or when you use the digital coupon limit 2, short on time, order free curbside pickup or get delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. I'll also add, we have some lovely blueberries on the floor of the studio right now.
Yeah,
Greg, they rolled all the way over here.
My blueberries fell first thing this morning, which normally means it could be, when something like that happens, it could be a bad day, but it's been a great day. So, and I picked them right up and ate them. I don't care. Floor, I don't keep.
5 minute rule.
Five second rule.
Doesn't matter. All right. You think Conor McGregor is like, who is this Elizabeth Warren woman? Unsolicited D-pick on the way immediately. All right. Hill Notes coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.